Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esr Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher to find Reziv Hagon B'Karav Mamish. Mishnah Vav tells us Af Hu Ra Gulgalas Achas Yitzof Al Pnei Amayim. Also he, this is referring to Hillel. We're still with members from him. He saw a skull floating on the water, and Amar, he addressed the skull and he told it Al Da'ateft Atfuch, because you killed somebody. That's why you were killed. You're a robber, a bandit, a terrible person. You killed people and threw them in the river, and that's exactly what happened to you. You got the same thing. Mida Keneged Mida. Somebody killed you, chopped your head off, and threw you in the river. And don't think that the person that did that to you is going to get away scot-free. At the end, the one who did this to you, he chopped your head off and threw you in the river. That's going to happen to him. Even though you deserved what you got, he shouldn't have done it to you, and so he's going to get punished as well. And there's a concept that Hashem is Magagal Choiv Al Yidei Chayiv, that if somebody is deserving of punishment, sometimes he's going to have another person carry out that punishment, and now that's, so to speak, an excuse to punish the person who carried out the punishment. And that's what we see from Hillel in this Mishnah. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Huoy Omer, he used to say, continuing with Hillel, Marba Basar, Marba Rima. Somebody who's got a lot of meat, which means they eat a lot. As we say, they got a lot of padding, a lot of weight on them. So they're Marba Rima. Rima is the worms that eat a person after death. There's just going to be a lot of decay over there. And the Gemara says that worms after a person's death are as painful as needles in live flesh, and that's quite painful. And so a person should be careful how much he eats. Furthermore, Marba Nechasim, Marba Daiga. The more possessions a person has, the more worry they have. That's because they're afraid somebody's going to steal them or kill them in order to take their possessions. Another perhaps more simple way of understanding is that the more possessions you have, the more challenges you have. If a person doesn't have a car at all, so then they don't really have the issues of bringing it to the mechanic, or if it breaks down, or if there's an accident, v'chulu v'chulu. But if a person has one car, then all of a sudden they have that trouble on their head and insurance and who knows what. And if they have two cars or three cars, so just the more stuff you have, the more problems you have. And similarly, marba nashim, the more wives a person has, marba kshafim, there's going to be more witchcraft. That's because each woman is going to need to find a way to get at the other co-wife of hers, and so she goes to kshafim, to witchcraft. This is quite a common thing back in the day that women did. Also, marba shvachas, the more maid servants a person has, marba zima, there's more promiscuousness and adultery, and marba avadim, the more male servants he has, marba gazel, the more stealing there is, because they always steal. However, when it comes to spiritual things, it's not so. Marba tyra, the more tyra a person learns and has, marba chayim, he now increases life. As the pasuk says, ki hu chayecha v'archemecha, tyra is life. Marba yeshiva, the more yeshiva there is, which literally means the more people are sitting together and learning, marba chachma, that adds wisdom. Marba etza, the more a person asks for etza and advice from wise people, marba tevuna, that increases understanding. Now they have more understanding and they're able to grasp more about life situations. Marba tzedakah, the more tzedakah a person gives, marba shalom, that increases peace, because when you give tzedakah, people like you and that creates peace. Kana shem tov, if a person acquired a good name, kana la'atzmai, that's something he acquired for himself. And kana lai divrei tyra, if a person has tyra, kana lai l'chai olam haba, he's acquired that for all eternity. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes, with a continuation of the Masaira, Rebbe to Talmud, onto Hillel and Shammai's Talmud and his Talmidim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.